This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Jogging with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenance for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance, cause health is wealth. Ital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant BS, we say, long time Rastafari, say I de so he de. I tell we I tell.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you may be around the world. This is Health Talks with Titi Lokwe on Dudu Spray Pan African Radio. I am so delighted to be here. Before we go home, you know, let's just give God all the praise, all the honor and adoration, you know, because what's the point of talking about health when we don't even have life inside of us? You know, the fact that I am here today, you are listening to me, means that you are alive. God has given you the opportunity to be part of this Health Talks with Titi Lokwe. It is such a blessing to be alive. We therefore give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the adoration.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
On Health Talks with Titi Lokwe today on Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio, you know, I will be asking you a question that I would like you to answer. I would give you an email where you can share your answer to, and we can discuss that on another day. Also, I will be giving you a brief description of who Titi Lokwe actually is. Like, you know, what gives Titi Lokwe the audacity to come out on Dudu Spray FM radio to talk about, you know, our health, you know, about our life. Also, we will be talking about God. You know, God's purpose for us is to be alive and to be healthy, you know, and we need to talk a bit about that. And, you know, interestingly, today we'll be talking about a topic titled, you know, the top five regrets of the dying. The top five regrets of the dying. I'm so excited about today. Please get your neighbors, get your friends, get your family. Tell them that it is time to come on Dudu Spray FM radio.
Nah, go no way. And we root and we fruit and we vegetable all the way. Cause health is wealth. Ital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Don't you realize your body is a temple? Certain vitamins, they are essential. Some things are too detrimental. Stop your fulfill your potential. Even if you go pharmaceutical, try balance it with the natural. Some food and no food, it is chemical. Have to stop it too much animal. And then you will see. You start operate at a different frequency. Your mind and body get into.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Okay, I'm going to give you a brief description of who Titilokwe actually is. Currently, my role is a manager in a disability company looking after people who have got some form of mental illness and a kind of disability. So as a manager, you know, at the moment I'm managing two houses. You know, I'm also a registered nurse here in Australia. Yeah, so I'm so delighted to bring to you Health Talks here on Dudu Spray FM Radio. Today we are not talking about, you know, the scientific part of medicine or health or life. Today we are focusing more on what God wants for us and also how life is, you know, in general. So hold on, stay tuned. It is Titilokwe talking about health on Dudu Spray FM Radio.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
To the elements and treat them accordingly, compassionately. You know, want hurt nobody and you want to live consciously. It's I, Maccabee. Try and be the best you can be, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the health care in a mess. Especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise and try your best. Might be seeing the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Okay, remember I did tell you at the beginning of the show that I was going to ask you a question that I would like you to reflect on as we move on during this show. And I would like you to, you know, share with everyone, send your results or your answers to this question to iowutitilokwe@yahoo.com. Now, what is this question that I have for all of you out there? My question is, what would be your biggest regret if today was the last day of your life? Imagine, you know, you're just there and this is the last moment you have on this earth. You know, it's your last. What would be your regret? What would be your, you know, your biggest regret? That thing that you did not do that you wish you had done. So this is a question for you to reflect on, to brainstorm on, and of course you can share your answers with me on iowutitilokwe@yahoo.com. It's still Health Talks with Titilokwe on Dudu Spray Pan-African Radio. Stage.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Take care of yourself, health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth.
Okay, the show is getting utter more interesting. Okay, I did tell you a bit about myself, that I am a registered nurse, and also I work in a single independent living disability health sector as a manager, managing two houses at the moment. But what I did not tell you also is I have been a palliative nurse. After my registration as a nurse, I did work in the hospital in the oncology ward and the palliative ward, meaning that I have been exposed to people dying right in front of me. You know, I have been exposed to washing a dead body. I have been exposed to wrapping a dead body. I have been exposed to taking a dead body to the mortuary. You know, I've been exposed to family, pain, grief, happiness, you know, name it, all of these feelings that are attached to being alive and dying. Today we're going to be talking about the top 5 regrets of the dying. You know, this Australian palliative nurse named Bronnie Ware talked about wrote a book titled Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. I actually read the article and I could actually connect to this, having worked in an oncology ward and a palliative ward. Now, when this nurse worked in the palliative sector, she did like a research, let's call it like a research, because she did ask people who were at point of death, you know, what was your biggest regret. And I have the 5 top results. You know, I have asked you this question, I want you to brainstorm on it, but I do have the 5 top answers that people gave to the nurse named Bronnie Ware, who worked in a palliative care setting for several years. Now, the first regret was that I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Now, we will talk about that. The second top result was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. So many people like work, you know, I am one of them. I am a workaholic. I work. Now, the third top result was, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. You know, a lot of people these days, they are being carried away with what people say and how people feel about me. And, you know, I have to be a people pleaser. I mean, it would be a regret for you to have something inside of you, regardless of what that thing is, because you sharing and actually expressing the true you would learn from other people. You would learn what your mistakes are. You would learn new things. Now, the fourth top result was, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Connection is key. You need to connect with people. As you live your life, you're going to want to ask questions. You are going to want to tell your stories. You can't do it all alone. Now, the fifth top result was, I wish that I had let myself be happier. So, you know, these 5 results just shows us that people want to lead and live a happy life. You know, people want to be able to express themselves. People want to be joyous. People want to have peace. Oh my God, I will be back in a minute. This is Titi Lokwe, you know, Health Talks with Titi Lokwe on Dudu Spree FM Radio. Stay tuned.
Health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth.
Okay, we are still on this topic, you know, the top 5 regrets of the dying. And I did say earlier on that some people expressed, you know, at point of death, that they wish they were happier. They wish they expressed themselves, you know, they wished they connected with people. You know, let me just share with you. I don't know about you, but for me, you know, if today would be the last day of my life. Oh, God forbid. I still want to be alive. I think I still have a lot of things to accomplish in life. But really, let's just assume that today is the last day of my life. Would I be happy or would I have regrets? Let's be honest. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I would be so happy. The reason being, I have come to understand my purpose in life. You know, I've come to understand that there is life after death, and there is life, you know, after the life that we live here on earth. You know, it's not going to end here. I must be honest with you. I'm still holding back a bit because there are times where I really want to share some things, and I would be like, if I share this, you know, because of what happened between somebody and me, that person would think that I am actually talking about her or him. So I'm always very considerate of what will come out of my mouth these days, because really, anything that you say, not to go off track about what we're talking about life. What is life? What does it mean to you? Peace of mind. You know, my friends, they don't give me peace of mind. You know, my money in my bank account, it does not give me peace of mind. You know, my material things, you know, my house, my car, and all of that, they don't give me peace of mind. It is Jesus Christ and working with him that has given me life, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. And this is just my own personal opinion, and I am just throwing it to you wherever you may be out there to set yourself, you know, ask God, you know, what is my purpose in life, you know, besides going to work, besides just living, you know, you just don't want to live, you want to live with a purpose. God created me for a purpose, to know him, to worship him. In knowing God is where my happiness is where my joy is. And once I've started knowing and acknowledging my God, he has placed the right people in my life, connecting me to the right system, connecting me to the right people that will help me, you know, uplift my spirit, fulfill my purpose in life, align with my destiny.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
So, I mean, I'm throwing the question back to you now. You know, think about it, brainstorm on it. You know, what would be your biggest regret if today was your last day on life? You know, your last day of life, I beg your pardon. You know, when you think about this, you want to refocus on the things that really matters, because I guess most people do a lot of things that you know, they're not aligned with what they're supposed to be doing, you know, and that can be a waste of time. God wants us to be healthy, and to be healthy, to fulfill life, you have to have a purpose. Because if you don't have a purpose, then you'll be off track in life. And, you know, that point in time where death must come, we cannot help it, then, you know, you begin to regret, why did I not forgive this person, you know? Why did I not connect to the right social group? Why did I not connect to God's people, you know, the kingdom of God, the people who will help me uplift my spirit, the people who will help me align with God's destiny over my life, you know?
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Ital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Jackie with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenation for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance, cause health is wealth. Ital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Ital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Ital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant based, we say. Long time Rastafari. Say I dey so he dey. Ital, we ital. Nah gone away. And we root and we fruit and we vegetable all the way. Health is wealth, vital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Don't you realize your body is a temple? Certain vitamins, they are essential. Some things are too dangerous.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
So I'm just putting this question to you, Gwan. Think about it. And when God tells you your actual purpose in life so that you can live in alignment with that, you know, like I told you, I have been working as a palliative nurse. I was working as a palliative nurse before, and like I told you, I have seen people at point of death, you know, the last stage of life. And I remember I tried my best to keep them happy, but that happiness there, it did matter, you know. I sang to some people, you know, even a person at point of death prayed for me. I prayed for them. I gave them a copy of my destiny's books, you know, to read, and they got back to me, you know, and people have regrets. So
you are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Detrimental, stop your fulfill your potential. Even if you go pharmaceutical, try balance it with the natural. Some food and no food, it is chemical. Have to stop eating too much animal, and then you will see. You start operate at a different frequency. Your mind and body get in tune to the elements and treat them accordingly, compassionately. You no want hurt nobody and you want to live consciously. It's I, Maccabee. Try and be the best you can be, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the healthcare in a mess. Especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. Might be seeing the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Now is the time to have a wake-up call. What is that thing that when you're going to die, you will be like, why didn't I change it? Now is the time to change it. I know this is L Talks with Titi Lopwe on Dudu Spray FM Radio, and we're not talking scientific today. We are just trying to connect our spirit, soul, and body to God, our maker, you know, acknowledging that God did create us. God has blessed us with life. Without life, you're not going to be able to talk about health. Without life, you're not going to be able to talk about science. It was when God created the first being, he gave us the power to do all things, including creating all the scientific things and all these names. You know, God gave Adam the blessing and privilege to be able to name all things like we name them, and all these diseases that we name today. So it is very important that we acknowledge God, our maker, the giver of life, you know, who has the power to give life, who has the power to take life. So it's very important for you to please meditate on this Bible, verse Ephesians 1, 17. You can go all the way to 19 and pray about it. Let God open up your purpose in life, and you know, and then we can begin to connect. You know, the beginning of being healthy is acknowledging that God has given you life and He wants you to live an abundant life. He wants you to live healthy. Okay, we have talked about the top five regrets of the dying. So I want you to please, answer this question. Go and, go and brainstorm on it. Go and check yourself. This is time to self-appraise yourself, to know, you know, have I been living right, or am I just living for nothing? You know, you have to live with God's purpose for your life. This is Titi Lope on Health Thoughts on Dudu'sPree FM Radio. I will talk to you next time on another interesting topic on Health Talks. Remain blessed.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital.
You are listening to Dudu'sPree FM, Pan-African Radio.